Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani member by Avram Goldar, and today Maseches Menachos Daf Tzadi Dal, the end of the 10th perek Shtei Midos, and the beginning of the 11th perek Shtei Halachim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah compares the relative chumras of smicha and tenufa. The chumra of smicha is she'echon meini fakoa chovrim, that one owner can waive a carbon for all partners, vein echad somech fakoa chovrim, but one cannot lean on the carbon for all partners. The chumra of tenufa is that it's performed even on kabarnas tzibor, even on shech the karbonas, and on non-living items, for example, the lachmitoda, in contrast to smicha. Abraisa Darshan's carbon note, his sacrifice, will rabbis kol bali carbon la smicha to include all owners of a carbon for smicha. Without a pasuk, we would have derived from a kal vachomer that if tenufa, which is required even for some shechted karbanas, still can be performed by one owner for the others, certainly this should have applied to smicha. The Gemara asks that since carbon note requires smicha by every owner, a reverse kal vachomer should require tenufa by every owner. It answers that this is impossible. If they would all perform tenufa simultaneously, there'd be a chetzitza between the carbon and the other owners. They cannot perform tenufa one after the other because the Torah is said to perform tenufa, singular, and not multiple tenufos. Point number two, the 11th parak begins, Shtei alechem niloshos achas achas. The two loaves of shvuos are kneaded one by one, v'nefos achas achas, and baked one by one. The lechem apanim are kneaded one by one, but baked two by two. He would make the lechem upon him in a mold. Kshurodan, when he would remove them from the oven, he put them in another mold so they would not become ruined. Abraisa darshans v'samta osam, and you shall place them, meaning betfus, in a mold. There are three molds used in preparing the lechem upon him. Number one, it was placed into a mold while it was dough to form the shape of the lechem upon him, as we'll discuss shortly. Number two, there was a sort of mold which contained it in the oven. And number three, when he removed it from the oven, he placed it in a mold so it would not be ruined. It could not be returned to the first mold because it had expanded through baking. And point number three, Amoraima argued about the shape of the lechem upanim. Rabbi Chanina says, k'min teva prutza, it was shaped like an open box with its cover and two walls removed. Rabbi Yochanan says, k'min svina roketas, it was shaped like a fast ship, tapering at the bottom and both ends. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, where the bezikin would rest since the lechem has no level area. It answers that the kohen would fashion a resting place in a wall of the lechem before baking it. It asks where the outer kanim, the rods, would rest, since the lechem ended in tapered edges, and answers Morsha Avruhu. He made protrusions of bits of dough on the ends of the lechem. The snifim, the prop attachments of the shulchan, were able to support the lechem, according to Rabbi Yochanan, because the agel le ma'agel, they were circular, formed around the bottom of the lechem. The Gemara then asks, if the lechem was like an open box, why did it need the support of the snifim? It answers, agav yukrid the lechem tlach. Because of the bread's weight, the lower lechem could break. The Gemara adds that according to this opinion, the snifin rested on the ground. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah compares the relative chumras of smicha and tenufa. The chumra of smicha is she'echon meini fakoa chovrim, that one owner can waive a carbon for all partners, vein echad somech fakoa chovrim, but one cannot lean on the carbon for all partners. The chumra of tenufa is that it's performed even on kabarnas tzibor, even on shechta karbonas, and on non-living items, for example, the lachmitoda, in contrast to smicha. Abraisa Darshan's carbon note, his sacrifice, will rabbis kol bali carbon la smicha to include all owners of a carbon for smicha. Without a pasuk, we would have derived from a kal vachomer that if tenufa, which is required even for some shechted karbanas, still can be performed by one owner for the others, certainly this should have applied to smicha. The Gemara asks that since carbon note requires smicha by every owner, a reverse kal vachomer should require tenufa by every owner. It answers that this is impossible. If they would all perform tenufa simultaneously, there'd be a chetzitza between the carbon and the other owners. They cannot perform tenufa one after the other because the Torah is said to perform tenufa, singular, and not multiple tenufos. Point number two, the 11th parak begins, Shtei alechem niloshos achas achas. The two loaves of shvuos are kneaded one by one, v'nefos achas achas, and baked one by one. The lechem apanim are kneaded one by one, but baked two by two. He would make the lechem upon him in a mold. Kshurodan, when he would remove them from the oven, he put them in another mold so they would not become ruined. Abraisa darshans v'samta osam, and you shall place them, meaning betfus, in a mold. There are three molds used in preparing the lechem upon him. Number one, it was placed into a mold while it was dough to form the shape of the lechem upon him, as we'll discuss shortly. Number two, there was a sort of mold which contained it in the oven. And number three, when he removed it from the oven, he placed it in a mold so it would not be ruined. It could not be returned to the first mold because it had expanded through baking. And point number three, Amoraima argued about the shape of the lechem apanim. Rabbi Chanina says, k'min teva prutza, it was shaped like an open box with its cover and two walls removed. Rabbi Yochanan says, k'min svina roketas, it was shaped like a fast ship, tapering at the bottom and both ends. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, where the bezikin would rest since the lechem has no level area. It answers that the kohen would fashion a resting place on a wall of the lechem before baking it. It asks where the outer kanim, the rods, would rest, since the lechem ended in tapered edges, and answers Morsha Avruhu. He made protrusions of bits of dough on the ends of the lechem. The snifim, prop attachments of the shulchan, were able to support the lechem, according to Rabbi Yochanan, because the agel le'ma'agel, they were circular, formed around the bottom of the lechem. The Gemara then asks, if the lechem was like an open box, why did it need the support of the snifim? It answers, agav yukrid the lechem tlach. Because of the bread's weight, the lower lechem could break. The Gemara adds that according to this opinion, the snifin rested on the ground. All right, so now we go to our siman daf tzadi dalet, and our standard siman is a hunter, based on tzad. So here goes. Well, one hunter did tenufa of an animal on behalf of himself and his hunting partners, while they lined up to each do smicha on the sheep they caught. The camp cook used three metal molds to bake breads that looked like open boxes and fast ships. Once again, slow motion. Well, one hunter, that must be on daf tzadi dalet. Well, one hunter did tenufa of an animal on behalf of himself and his hunting partners, while they lined up to each do smicha on the sheep they caught. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah compares the relative chumras of smicha and tenufa. The chumra of smicha is she'echod meinif l'kol chovrim, that one owner can wave a carbon for all partners, ve'ein echod somech l'kol chovrim, but one cannot lean on the carbon for all partners. The chumra of tenufa is that it's performed even on korban tzibor, even on shechted korbanas, and on non-living items such as the lachmei toda, in contrast to smicha. Abraisa darshan's carbon note, his sacrifice, l'rabos kol bayi carbon l'smicha, to include all owners of a carbon for smicha. So while one hunter did tenufa of an animal on behalf of himself and his hunting partners, while they lined up to each do smicha on the sheep they caught, the camp cook used three metal molds to bake breads, which reminds us there were three tfusim, three molds for the lechem apanim. So while one hunter did tenufa of an animal on behalf of himself and his hunting partners, while they lined up to each do smicha on the sheep they caught, the camp cook used three metal molds to bake breads that looked like open boxes and fast ships, which reminds us there's a machlokas of the lechem apanim was shaped like a teva prutza, an open box, or a svina roketas, a fast ship. So once again. Well, one hunter did tenufa of an animal on behalf of himself and his hunting partners, while they lined up to each do smicha on the sheep they caught. The camp cook used three metal molds to bake breads that looked like open boxes and fast ships. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach chazara, daf tzadi. So the siman daf tzadi is a tzedaka box. So here goes. The gabbai tzedaka who is using an empty tzedaka box, that must be on daf tzadi. The gabbai tzedaka who is using an empty tzedaka box to demonstrate Beirut's midos and to explain if they are kodesh or not, which reminds us, in the next mission, the Tanakhama says, midas halach beirutzehen kodesh. Regarding liquid measures, their heaping over the measures is sanctified, but the beirutzim of dry measures are chulin. The Gemara explains that he holds a midas halach was nimshecha ben bemifneim ben bemechutz, anointed both on the inside and on the outside, so the outer lip can sanctify its beirutzim, whereas a midas yavish was only anointed bifneim, but not bechutz, and cannot sanctify its beirutzim. Rabbi Kiva says that midas halach are kodesh and sanctify even their beirutzim, whereas the midas yavish are chol, so their beirutzin are chulin. So the gabbai tzedaka was using an empty tzedaka box to demonstrate beirutzin midos and to explain if they are kodesh or not, was looking forward to emptying out his tzedaka box to buy wheat for karbanis when the price dropped, which reminds us, if one commits to supply fine flour for the base of mikdash at 4 saw per sella, ba'amdu b'shalosh, and the price of flour increased to 3 saw per sella, yisapik ba'arba, he must supply it at the original price of 4 per sella. This is because Hekdash immediately acquired the flour when the Gizbar originally gave money to the supplier. If the price was initially 3 saw per sella and decreased to 4 saw per sella, he must supply flour at the new lower price, shiyat Hekdash al hayon, because Hekdash always has the upper hand. So the gabbai tzedaka was using an empty tzedaka box to demonstrate beirutzei midos and to explain if they are kadosh or not, was looking forward to emptying out his tzedaka box to buy wheat for karbanis when the price dropped, which had a smaller box attached to it on the side for nesachim, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses which karbanis require nesachim. Daf Tzadiov. So the Siman Daf Tzadiov is an exit sign. So here goes. As the man bring two oles as the dove was left in the Sakim store under the exit sign, that must more in Daf Tzadiov. As a man bringing two olos as Nadav was left in the Nesachim store, under the exit sign with his two Nesachim, which reminds us, we learn, that one who brings two karbanos, even of the same type, require two sets of Nesachim. So as the man bring two olos as Nadav was left in the Nesachim store, under the exit sign with his two Nesachim, followed by the Metzor with his Nesachim for his Chatas and Asham, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that although a Chatas and Asham generally do not require Nesachim, the Chatas and Asham of a Metzorah do require Nesachim. A Braisa teaches that when the Pasuk about a Metzorah's Karbanos requires bringing a Mincha, but Mincha ba ima Zevach hakas medaber, the Pasuk is speaking about a Mincha which comes together with the Karban, rather than an independent Mincha. So as a man bring two oles as Nadav was left in the Nesachim store under the exit sign with his two Nesachim, followed by the Metzorah with his Nesachim for his Chatas and Asham, a man entered with his 13-month-old Palgas, which had an old exit sign in its mouth, to get Nesachim similar to an aisle, not a kevis, which reminds us, the Gemara asks why the Pasuk says O le'aisle, or for a ram, and answers that it teaches that a palgas requires the same nesachim as an aisle, not like those of a kevis. A palgas is a male sheep in its 13th month, older than a kevis, but younger than an aisle. Daf Tzadi Beis. So the Siman Daf Tzadi Beis is a turtle. So here goes. At the Smicha training course held inside a giant turtle shell building, turtle shell, that must be on Daf Tzadi Beis, turtle. At the Smicha training course held inside a giant turtle shell building, where a Kohen Gadol was practicing doing Smicha and Asir Mishdalech for eating turtle soup, which reminds us, and more brings a Malchokas, if the Asir Mishdalech atones for Kohanim. So at the Smicha training course held inside a giant turtle shell building, where a Kohen Gadol was practicing doing Smicha and Asir Mishdalech for eating turtle soup, and two Zakenim were doing Smicha and Asir Avodah Zorah for based in Paskening, it was mutter to bow down to a giant turtle idol, which reminds us, Gemara brings a machlokas of the Sir Avodas Kochavim requires smicha. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon disagreed with the Tanakhama and said that a Sir Avodas Kochavim requires smicha. In one brace, Rabbi Yudah says that the word hachai, the live goat written about the Simish Delech, teaches that only this Sa'ir requires smicha, but not Sir Avodas Kochavim. But Rabbi Shimon replies that hachai teaches that Sir Avodas Kochavim do not require smicha by Aaron, like the Simish Delech, but they do require smicha by the Zakenim, who are owners. So, at the Smicha training course held inside a giant turtle shell building, where a Kohen Gadol was practicing doing Smicha on a Asir Mishdalech for eating turtle soup, and two Zakenim were doing Smicha on a Asir Avodah Zorah for Basin Paskening to bow down to a giant turtle idol, three men bringing a Bechor Maaser and Pesach were turned away and given turtle-shaped, no Smicha signs, which reminds us, the Mishnah concluded that all Karbanos Yachid do not require Smicha except for Bechor Maaser and Pesach. A Braisa darshens the word karbono, his sacrifice, written three times in the Pesukim about Shlamim, to exclude these three karbonos from smicha. The Braisa explains that without a drasha, they should all have required smicha based on a kavachomer from Shlamim. Daf Tzadi Gimel. So the Simran Daf Tzadi Gimel is a train chugging along. So here goes. The train conductor, that must be around Daf Tzadi Gimel, train chugging along. The train conductor heading to Shalim with his inherited karbon, who wasn't sure if he should do smicha on it when he gets there, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas of a yorish performs smicha and makes tamura. So the train conductor heading to Yerushalayim with his inherited karbon, who wasn't sure if he should do smicha on it when he gets there, was relieved when he was told that smicha is not ma'akev kapara, which reminds us, we learn that smicha is shiari mitzvah. Smicha is considered the remnant of a mitzvah and is not ma'akev the kapara if it was not performed. So the train conductor heading to Yerushalayim with his inherited karbon, who wasn't sure if he should do smicha on it, when he gets there, was relieved when he was told that smicha is not ma'akev kapara. But if he does it, he should be sure to do it on the head and not the neck, back, or breast, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that smicha is performed al harosh bebeis yadayim, on the head of the animal with two hands. A Braisa darshens three mentions of the words al harosh to teach that the smicha may not be performed al tzavar, on the neck, nor al gabayim, on the back, nor al chazeh, on the breast. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do you win the measurement of oil which should be placed in each ner of the menorah so that it should burn from evening until morning? That's on daf. Pay test. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you discuss which wines may not be used for nesachim, such as sweet wine or yashan? That's on daf. Pei zayin. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we have a machlokas of a yorish performs smicha and makes tamura? That's on daf. Tzadi Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we machlokes if the lechem apanim was shaped like a teva prutza, an open box, or a sfina roketas, a fast ship? That's on daf. Tzadi dalad. Good.
Number 5.
Which daf do we machlokes about the listing of the 7 midos for liquids? That's on daf. Peches. Good.
Number 6.
Which daf do we machlokes if the sir avodas kochavim requires smicha? That's on daf. Tzadi beis. Good.
Number 7.
Which daf do we there are 3 tfusim, 3 molds for the lechem apanim? That's on daf. Tzadi dalad. Good.
Number 8.
Which daf do you discuss which karbanas require nesachim? That's on daf. Tzadi. Good.
Number 9.
Which daf do you in the one shutuf performs tnufa for his partners, but each shutuf performs smicha? That's on daf. Tzadi dalad. Good.
Number 10.
Which daf do you in a pogas requires nesachim like an aisle? That's on daf. Tzadi olav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.